This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
I'm just trying to figure out where to begin. Just processing all that. 1, 2, 3. What goes 4? What should I put 5? Hello, everybody. Welcome to the program we call What's on Your Mind? And I ask, what's on your mind? 800-228-0550. 701-258-0550 on What's on Your Mind. At this hour, there's a land board meeting happening related to some things we've talked about recently on the program and keeping tabs on it. It's one of those things where I could literally spend all 2 hours of the program trying to discuss this in a manner that would be worthwhile to our fine listeners. But I know, number one, you don't have that kind of, I don't have that kind of time. We don't have that kind of time together. Number two, that there are other things to talk about and cover as well. So I'll just suffice it to say we'll see what happens at this meeting, but it will tell a lot about the future of North Dakota related to the oil industry. And the oil and gas industry in North Dakota pays over half the taxes in the state. Nobody ever feels sorry for an oil company. I understand that, mainly because they're large, big, most of them. And but you know what? I'd ask you not to think about them as an oil company, but rather as an employer, as a collectively as an industry, a group of people that have brought some incredible technology to this state to bring more and more oil out of the rock. We're still under 10% of the oil in the rock that comes out, but do it in a manner that is more and more every day environmentally friendly. You know, these energy corridors that they do and trying to get trucks off the road with pipelines and gathering systems and just finding a way to really do it and have it coexist with everything we love about the North Dakota outdoors, and also the fact that this allows a lot of people to live here and enjoy the North Dakota outdoors and be part of that. They're an easy target. So it's very easy to say, what's the big deal? But look, I'm not about worrying about what people think. And that if I'm, in fact, defending an oil company that somehow, I'm on the hook. Somebody's paying me under the table. You're just a tool of the oil company. No. I am a tool of people. People in Watford City and Williston and Dickinson and Stanley and Tioga and all of oil country. And as that extends out to Bismarck and Minot and other parts where folks are literally living there but commuting in. That's who I'm for. I'm for people that say, hey, I can buy a house. I can put my kids in school here. We can call this home. That's who I'm for. Okay? And I know they're easy targets. I don't care. So this meeting today, they're deciding whether or not to use a decision of a court as a way to put on the afterburners and stick it to the oil companies. Not waiting to see, well, wait a minute, is this going to be overturned? Not waiting to say, hey, wait a minute, what should the right year? Just pause. Just sort it out. No rushing. Rushing to whack the industry to the point where, you know, if someone like Jody Smith, who's the head of the land commissioner, she had her way in this, she'd have counted $100 million. As a result of this decision in the coffers. Not because it was the right thing to do. Not because it was punishing an industry for doing exactly what you told them to do in the way of deductions and how to go about it for years and years and years. And then to hide behind poor legal advice to say, well, we have no choice. There are no statute of limitations. We're just going to do this for, you know, again, I'm not going to spend a lot of time on this. The meeting's happening today. We'll see what happens. What I am going to spend a moment on is the fact that when you whack industries because you can, there's a chance they go away. Oh, they're never going to go away. There's too much oil. Well, wait a minute. Let's turn back the clock. When was Kent Conrad the tax commissioner in North Dakota? When did he take a 5% tax and say, you know what, I think it needs to be 6.5. I'm sorry, add a 6.5 to a 5. Destroyed the industry. And guess what? They left. The jobs went away. The Democrats own that. The Republicans would own this. Really bad idea. We need a business environment in this state that recognizes, number one, the importance to our state, i.e. oil and gas, half of our taxes paid by that industry, goes away. Water projects go away. Funding for roads and bridges goes away. In every corner of the state, there's something called the Prairie Dog Fund. In the coming months, it's going to go before every entity in North Dakota, every local subdivision, school boards, townships, county commission, city commission, and say, here's your pot of money from oil. What do you want to spend it on? Thankfully, Rich Wardner and others said those dollars are to reduce tax burden, i.e. property tax burden, on your citizens. So use it for something that you would have put on their backs. Not just something else you want to add. Stuff like that goes away. It goes away, folks. Do you care about that? Does that matter to you? And one more thing I would say on this. Some are going to say, if you don't, in fact, punish the oil industry here, you're going to cheat royalty owners. I'm not going to believe that for a minute until a royalty owner calls me and explains why the land board saying, here's what you do with gas royalties. You deduct the cost. There have been $18-plus billion put into gas processing in this state in the most recent future here. I don't know, what, 4 or 5 years. $18 billion. Now, why wouldn't a royalty owner participate in the expense of that, knowing the gas will be worth more? So you could flare the gas and the royalty owner gets zero. Or you can build infrastructure, processing, pipeline, and it's worth more. So I don't believe for any scenario that says, okay, land board said, here's how you do it, oil companies. They did it that way. Court says something different. And now land board goes, gimme, 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 gimme. You don't want that money, royalty owners. You do not want that money. Now, we had a gentleman call yesterday, talked about, hey, look, every year my deducts have gone up. The last number of, I forget where he started, but he's right. The deducts did go up from darn near nothing to 18, 19%, I forget what it was, again related to the infrastructure. We're in a new paradigm. With this gas world, we're in a new paradigm. So you're not getting cheated, royalty owners. You actually are participating in something that makes your mineral worth more, your natural gas worth more. It's good for the long haul. Don't ever take money from someone because you can. You'll have to explain that someday. And we need to be serious about thinking about the business climate of this state. And I believe the business climate of this state, not only for oil, for coal as well, needs to be geared towards a business climate that is very challenging for that industry in other places. Look at the oil industry, that debate the other night. Prime example. You got everybody up there on the stage that wants to kill jobs. They want to stop fracking. That's what they're saying they're going to do day one. So, if you're an industry, a big one, and you have to decide, how much money do I put into drilling when I could be facing that future? All of the uncertainty that's there. They need certainty. They need to know how much you're going to get charged for royalty rates. I'd say the same thing for coal. And coal's a little more regional, although the national things are still there as well. Certainly, FERC and, you know, these regional transmission organizations and others that Senator Hoeven talked to us about this week, being convinced to put coal on a level playing field as it relates to reliability and affordability. That's going to take some work. But you know what? The bigger battle right now, in my view, for coal is Minnesota versus North Dakota. We're at war with Minnesota over this. And folks like Dave Segu, a North Dakota native, president and CEO of Great River Energy, he's sucked into it. You have to be when you had Great River Energy. Affects their decisions. So we've got work to do, folks. We really do.
I'm Jim. I'm IndieFlagpoleGuy.com, and I invite you to my exciting web and local television series, The Flagpole Guy Chronicles. We're documenting historical events of patriotism all across the Fruited Plains, stories of faith, hope, and love, celebrating the American experience and the American dream. Join me on YouTube or check your local listings. And thank you.
American-made flags and flagpoles installed by an American patriot. Call Jim at 701-571-FLAG or visit ndflagpoleguy.com today.
A trusted energy partner, a leader in the Bakken. That's Hess. A global independent energy company leading the way in oil and gas exploration and production in North Dakota. Working with suppliers, landowners, communities, applying new approaches and innovative technologies for operating safely and efficiently and protecting the environment. Hess. Working hard to make a positive impact on the lives they touch.
We've got Brian in studio from Collins & Kronk Raymond James.
Brian, I was visiting with my girlfriend the other day, and she's just a few years from retirement. She was wondering if she can still retire if there's a recession just around the corner.
This is why planning is so important. When Collins & Kronk does a financial plan for you, we look at several different scenarios. We consider the positives or the good times as well as the bad. What if there is a recession? We do the math so we can answer your questions with confidence. We want to help you make smart decisions like when to retire or what investments to use.
Whether it's a recession or an economic boom, Collins & Kronk can help you make the right decisions. If you have $500,000 or more, call Collins & Kronk in Fargo today. 701-235-0119. 701-235-0119. Securities are offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc. Member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Raymond James Financial Services Advisors, Inc. Collins & Kronk is not a registered broker-dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, May 29th to June 1st for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient civilizations, crop circles, and so much more. Over 150 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts, Paul Hellyer, Linda Moulton Howe, Nick Pope, Emery Smith, Stephen Greer, Russell Targ, Doc Wallach, Leslie Kane, and more. Get your tickets at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
This can't possibly be true. Rod Rosenstein's sister is at CDC, and she's behind the rogue message about the coronavirus that sent the markets into a panic? Kevin, tell me that's not true.
Apparently it is. Dr. Nancy Messonnier, an official with the Center for Disease Control, held a conference call with media, pushed the panic narrative around. Turns out she's Rod Rosenstein's sister. Only sister.
Now, is that a coincidence?
I don't know.
But she was going rogue even from her own agency, the CDC, you're saying?
Yeah, that was the article I'm reading, yeah.
Where's this article from?
The one I'm on now is, it's just a site, wethepeopleconvention.org. It's in a couple of other,
Do a little digging around and see if you can find any other news articles. Be curious to know more about that, but that's really something. Coronavirus, a press conference last night with the president, vice president, that was pretty extraordinary. We'll talk a little bit about that before we're done here this morning. Jeff in Jamestown's waiting to weigh in. I'm going to get to him. I got to finish my comments on coal because, you know, I know what I'm talking about in the oil industry is a what if we don't get better at this, okay? The coal industry, it's here. The jobs are threatened now. This is a five-alarm fire. Not only because what hangs in the balance is affordable, reliable energy for North Dakota on hot days and cold days. Not only that, which is darn important, but the economic impact, the jobs lost, unbelievable. So I want to come back to that, too. Before I go to Jeff, let me tell you about a way you could pump away 2019. I imagine there's a few folks in the ag community that would love to just have a blocker for anything to do with 2019, right? Just, oh, man, what a mess. Prices, weather, trade deals, right? The whole thing. Well, the folks at Elixon Water Management want to help you pump it away and put 2019 behind you to start 2020 out right. And get the return on investment that many of their customers are, well, all of their customers are getting. It's incredible, the stories out there. They do land assessment. They do planning and design. They do drain tile installation. They do mapping and record keeping. And you know what? They've been here a long darn time, celebrating 50 years in business. Let me go through the yellow pages from the last 50 years. Who's stayed? Who's left? Who's still standing? Who's long gone? The folks at Elixon are still standing. Been in the Red River Valley for 20 years. 50 years in business. So to celebrate, they're putting those two together, and you get a $70 per acre discount. $70 per acre discount. Call them 701-893-9030. Hurry. You must sign up by March 1st. 701-893-9030. That means you can't wait before the weekend's out. Okay? Elixon Water Management. Tell them Scott sent you.
Number of articles on Rosenstein's sister. Rush was even talking about it.
So yeah, right,
he's
huh?
feeling it a little bit. But,
yeah. Wowzer. Wowzer. Okay. Jeff in Jamestown, what's on your mind?
Say, last Friday, Sonny Perdue announced that we're going to let Brazilian beef come into the U.S. again. Now, this is just after 2 years ago they were caught selling tainted meat that was, well, rotten, for a better word, and they'd acid wash it to reduce the smell. And if they bring those carcasses in here, if they cut them once with a knife and process it, that's going to be labeled American beef. Now, I don't know if you know this beef business, but I've worked pretty hard to make drug-free, hormone-free, make the product people want. And now we're going to ruin my credibility letting slop in from another country they've been caught numerous times. Who's at the helm on this one? I don't need help trying to sell my product. It sells itself for its quality. And now you want to let meat companies bring in some garbage from there and mix it in with mine? Where's my protection?
I see that Kelly Armstrong wrote a letter to Sonny Perdue. I'm sorry, it was an undersecretary, Brashears, I guess, and talked about this decision and said, look, consumers should have confidence that the beef products they're feeding their families come from healthy animals that are processed in a sanitary facility. I have concerns that Brazilian beef imports cannot meet the standard and that Brazil will not be able to monitor and enforce adequate food standards. Lifting the ban on Brazilian beef imports would unfairly undermine the integrity of our domestic beef market and the safety of our food supply. And I understand, according to this, Jeff, that their beef imports have routinely failed to meet acceptable standards in the U.S.
Exactly.
So, he's saying, what justification does FSIS provide as to why they lifted the ban on imported beef? How will inspectors conduct oversight of Brazilian beef imports? So you're not alone
in questioning this. And we're going to fool around till we're bad enough with this virus thing. Next it'll be, oh, my gosh, here's the chunk of meat with bones in it from an old animal. And then we're all going to suffer again. I'm tired of being led astray by the inept. And this is the worst move I've seen forever. The patent rights of companies protected. How about protecting my right on a quality product the same way? Okay.
What is the start date for it?
It was immediate, as I understood it. But again, the media is so full of it that I don't know what to believe. But Purdue did announce they want to open the door. Well, and the truth is, we don't produce enough beef in the U.S. to feed our consumption. We have to import. That's what gets me, is why the meat markets are in the tank, because we just produce too much. Yet we have to import to meet the demand here.
Yeah, no kidding.
Okay?
All good points, Jeff. I feel your pain. What would be something we could do that could help?
Everybody's been demanding cool country of origin labeling so people can choose. And we shot that out. We gave it away.
Well, we didn't shoot that out. We lost a battle with the WTO over Canada's objection. So now there's discussion on how to do it differently. But do you think labeling would be the ticket?
Well, it's a plus. I mean, people can choose. But see, processors aren't going to like this. Canada won't like. And Canada produces pretty good beef. South America's my big problem, because northern grown beef in the colder climates is the top quality product. Brazil is the opposite of our product.
Appreciate the call. Jeff, thanks a bunch. Telephone number is 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. You can text me. Todd's gone today, 701-367-2054. Texter says, stock markets are down again today. The Chi-Coms play dirty, knowing their history. Is anyone surprised this might be planned? Well, yeah. I mean, I take nothing for granted there. But again, we control our own destiny. They got a mess on their hands in China. I don't know why in the world. What would be the theory of that to tank their economy even worse, as this has? So I don't know how this helps them. But again, I think the only thing that brings us down, or there is any significant reason for the panic in the market in the U.S., is panic, is false worries. That's why I think the president was great yesterday when he just said, "It might be it." You know, it might spread, it might not spread here. We have the best in the world here. I got Mike Pence in charge of this. I mean, he's obviously an optimist of all optimists. And I like that about him. I really do. If I were him, I wouldn't take any questions from the media, because everything that press conference started with in the way of good news about the approach to this from the U.S., Mike Pence in charge, all these experts, whatever it takes dollar-wise, we'll do it. We've got this. We're going to do it. That was good. But, of course, the stuff the media is using today is little snippets from what? Little snippets from the Q&A with the reporters, who are jackals asking Chuck Schumer's favorite questions. Oh, you got to hear Chuck Schumer. You got to hear Chuck Schumer. We'll do that before we're done today, too. More coming up on What's On Your Mind. Give us a call, 258-0550.
You get the smoothest, most responsive windrower handling ever with the new Speed Rower SP Windrowers from New Holland. Your local Northern Region New Holland dealer will tell you that it starts with precise, hydraulically controlled steering. Combine that with the Comfort Ride cab suspension and the patented independent rear axle suspension, and you can increase your speed and efficiency even on uneven terrain. That's smart. See your local Northern Region New Holland dealer about the smooth, responsive handling of a Speed Rower SP Windrower from New Holland.
Agriculture feeds the world. Energy shines the light upon it. North Dakota is blessed to have an abundance of both. Wind energy helps keep our electricity reliable and low cost, and sends new property tax revenue to 28 North Dakota counties. Landowners benefit from offering their private property as part of wind farms by giving them a steady stream of reliable income on their property for decades. It's a win-win situation. Wind energy and agriculture, a great partnership for North Dakota's future. This message brought to you by North Dakotans for Comprehensive Energy Solutions.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Funeral services about to get underway in New York City for a 9/11 first responder. Firefighter Daniel Foley died last weekend of illnesses stemming from his time exposed to toxins at Ground Zero. He was only 46. His brother was also a firefighter who was killed on September 11th. Democratic presidential candidate Joe Biden again predicting he's going to win Saturday's South Carolina primary. Polls there show he has a slim lead over Bernie Sanders and then Tom Steyer. This morning, Biden says if he doesn't end up winning
winning the party's nomination, it will mean that the party has lost its roots.
We've always stood for a multi-ethnic, multi-racial, multi-dimensional party. My basis of support has always been working class folks who are white and black, and the black community, and high school educated people who just deserve a shot.
USA Radio News.
America's founders knew power corrupts, and ultimate power corrupts ultimately, and absolute power corrupts absolutely. That's why they built in checks and balances to prevent any one group from seizing all power.
And that's why our president is elected by a college of electors, to protect the rights of little states like Delaware and Wyoming against giants like New York and California. After all, our country is a republic, the United States of America, not the United States. Our states are independent, sovereign powers who created the federal government, not the other way around.
And that's why all power ultimately lies in we the people and the states, not a central dictatorship of cronies. Did you know that? Thank God for the U.S. Constitution.
Find out more how our amazing Constitution and Bill of Rights protect us, the citizens, against power-crazed politicians in Washington. Help us take back America. Go to OurAmericanRights.com. Brought to you by the American Media Council.
Tracks shooting BBs at old beer cans, choking on the smoke from a lucky strike somebody lifted off of his old man. We were football flunkies, southern rock junkies, cranking up the stereos, singing loud and proud to give me three steps, simple man, and Curtis Lowe. We were good, you know.
Back on What's On Your Mind, brought to you in part by our friends at Oasis Petroleum. Group of folks that just inspire me every day with what they do. That company is fairly new as it pertains to, companies doing business in the Bakken and that big. And yet they have grown and just continued to, move and juke and jive and do whatever they need to do. It's pretty incredible. Pretty incredible what they do. Oasis Petroleum has that Be the Buffalo spirit. And they love that in North Dakotans as well. They love the fact that there is that get up every day and just go into the storm kind of mentality right here. Every single day. If you see that amongst your neighbors, if you see that about the folks in town, you see that just around where you're at, really important to celebrate it and say, look at this. It'll be contagious. It'll take off. A good kind of contagious, not a coronavirus kind of contagious. All right, and a great place to work, too. Find some great careers at OasisPetroleum.com. 27 before the top of the hour. So I've got Chuck Schumer. I need to finish on coal. I'll just finish on coal, and then we'll... Here's the deal, folks. I'm going to spend a little more time on the air than I have of late, sharing with you my concerns about what I'm learning off the air more and more as it relates to the industry. And I told you about why I'm concerned about the oil industry and presidential candidates that want to, shut down the industry, and a land board that's meeting right now deciding, should we whack them because we can? Yes or no? In North Dakota. On the coal side, as I mentioned, I think it's as much a Minnesota-North Dakota battle as it is anything. The stuff that's happening nationally and globally related to global warming and everything else has been going on for a long time, and I think we have to be smart about those fights. We got to be very, very smart about that, no doubt about it. But we have less impact on that. Senator Hogan right now is desperately trying to get FERC, that's the Federal Energy Regulatory Commission, to change its rules related to coal. Same with some of these regional transmission organizations. Just treat it fairly. Level playing field. But that's going to be a constant battle. Something I think we can affect a little more easily is the relationship between North Dakota and Minnesota. And Minnesota companies that rely on North Dakota coal have to tap dance their way through a jihad of climate activism these are environmental extremists. And I think we tend on North Dakota side to sort of just take that for granted that, you know, hey, that's not us. You know, it's, we get it. But if they're deciding who has a job or not, it impacts us. Tim Walz was supposed to be a reasonable governor, Democrat, former member of the House, and he's been held hostage like many governors are in Minnesota to this extreme lobby. But Tim Walz cares about one thing, his political fortunes. There's an army in western Minnesota that, like us in North Dakota, want affordable, reliable energy. We all need to be in this together to defend this industry. We absolutely do. That's the long play. And I think it needs to start right now with Great River Energy. I don't know what exactly
How
to do.
How dare you?
Yeah. I'm sorry. I'm sorry, Greta. I like affordable energy. I like affordable energy. I like reliable energy. I like people being able to keep their jobs and provide that for us. They're heroes to me. And you want to fire them all.
How dare you?
Call you out? How dare I?
Dare you say that?
Call her out or what?
Mister?
Man. So what I'm saying is this is going to be a priority, and we all need to be engaged in this. Do you agree? Do you disagree? Would you do it differently? Let me know. What do you think we should do more of to help in this regard? I'm thinking of somebody right now who works for a company who says, I don't know, we might close it, we might not, we might close it, might not. You know, coal, business model, not so good right now. So, what a horrible gut punch. And I want to be helpful. So please tell me how I can. You can text 701-367-2054. Or you can call me at 701-258-0550. Good show today, says this listener. Well, thank you. It's very kind of you. That comment right there will keep me going for the whole day.
There you go.
Right? Stock markets are down again. I was suggesting the coronavirus may not have been an accident. I think that's plausible. But I don't know that you can see a whole lot of good for China in this. Because, you know, maybe they were cooking it up in a lab to unleash somewhere else and it got, you know, got out there and then it went bad. That could be. I don't know. And we probably will never know. I mean, we ought to investigate it and do everything we can, but Texter says, Mike Pence is the guy in a parade that walks behind the horses with a wheelbarrow and a shovel. I don't think that about Mike Pence at all. I think Mike Pence is extraordinarily competent. I think he's very grounded in conservative principles, probably even more so than the president was coming in. I think Mike Pence is a good Christian man and is the perfect guy to be number two to someone that is
Donald Trump.
Donald Trump. I was going to try and describe Donald Trump, but
you're right.
More that kind of wild figure of a, you know, shoot from the hip and fight day and night and da-da-da-da-da, and he's more of the calming kind of. But you know what? They're both fighting for the same thing. They're both fighting for America that we want, that we love. That's what the Make America Great Hat Brigade is about, right? That this is both people that never have gone to political rallies that are showing up at his rallies because they see somebody fighting for them. And Mike Pence sees somebody fighting for the agenda that he's had, which is a darn good one. And you know what? If you look at their accomplishments, I mean, this market thing right now, the market's down now, what, another 800 points, 780 points. That's ridiculous. Absolutely ridiculous. You know what? In this economy, the way things are, it should not be that at all. And as the president said in that press conference, this is probably as much about idiotic Democratic debates as it is coronavirus. It's a little bit of everything, but nobody talks about the fundamentals of the economy. They don't talk about the bedrock indicators of the economy that have served us for generations.
That will knock the market back up in a few weeks when this is over.
Exactly right. Exactly right. Mark in Fargo, let's get you in here.
Yeah, listen, this coronavirus is not as serious as a regular flu. Did you know that?
The coronavirus is not as serious as the regular flu. Are you referencing the fact that more people die from the flu every year than will die from coronavirus? Is that what you mean?
Yeah, I mean, no kids are getting it. It's older people, and even then, it's a small sample of them. It's not very many older people that are dying of it.
Yeah, the president brought this up.
Flu.
The president brought this up last night at the press conference, and I think the deal is, so if you get the flu, your chance of dying is like, 1.000, very low, in other words, okay? If you get the coronavirus, so what we know so far, they call it mortality rate? Is that what it is? I forget the term.
Yeah.
But
one-tenth of 1% or something, very, very small.
It's a little bit higher. It is for the flu. It's higher if you get the coronavirus, but the chances of getting the coronavirus are much, much lower than they are the flu, obviously. We have what,
A normal immune system, a healthy immune system, shrugs it off.
Yeah, well, Chuck Schumer is not so sure. I don't know. He's a little listen to Chucky Poo, Mark. You'd be surprised.
It's clear this administration is in total disarray.
What about them?
When it comes to the crisis of the coronavirus. At the same time, Larry Kudlow said it's contained, and CDC said it's going to spread. The question is when. Mr. President, you need to get your act together now. This is a crisis. We need you to act.
Mark, I have a question for you.
Everything he said was a credit. Was
yes,
all about Trump not being able to.
Here's my question for you, Mark. What kind of sick puppy uses something that is a virus that has killed people, that is a public health concern, for political advantage? What kind of a sick puppy does that?
The Liberal Democrat.
Is that right? I think you've been proven right by Chuck Schumer's comments. And great points on the flu. Thank you, William and Minot. Go ahead. You're up. On what's on your mind?
Just a couple of comments on these climate change nutcases out there. Ocasio-Cortez says that we have 12 years and we're going to be underwater. Well, it's not going to happen on the one day 12 years from now. It's gradual, right? Well, the country is 2,700 miles wide. If you divide that by two and then divide that by two,
how dare you?
112 miles of coastline each year should be underwater. So Obama, by Ocasio-Cortez's calculations, his new mansion should be underwater right now. I don't know if people have a calder on that.
Yeah, by the way, they predicted the same thing 12 years before. It didn't happen, and so then they just repeat it, and then nobody in the media actually calls them on it. Good point, William. Pat and Bismarck, let me get you in here before the break. What's on your mind?
A couple questions. Kirsten Baszler is on the Lamb board, correct?
Yes.
Well, you've been very nice to her today. But first of all, I didn't understand how she could qualify for the Lamb board as public instruction superintendent. But did she have to hurry home last night? I mean, she could have taken a lift, and then everything would have been fine for her.
Well, I don't know what you mean by very kind to her today. I haven't said a thing about it.
You haven't said a thing.
I'm not one that jumps up and down and says, boy, somebody's bad news is my good news. I think that's
it's
rather sad.
I hope she gets help, but, I mean, and then she's up for re-election as well.
So. Yeah, no, I mean, first of all, none of that's final. She's put out a statement. I can read that statement here in a little bit since you reminded me of it. I mean, it's a story. I'm not disagreeing that when any elected official ends up with a suspected DUI, it's a story. And there's no doubt about that. But it's not a hair on fire story for me, Pat. And there's a whole lot of people, R's behind their name, D's behind their name, that love a story like that. I don't. Sort of like Chuck Schumer and coronavirus. More after this. Don't go away.
Have you heard of Mineral Tracker? Let me tell you, these Mineral Tracker guys are rocking the oil and gas industry with their knowledge and expertise. They have degrees, experience, and common sense. And they founded Mineral Tracker for mineral owners just like you. When you're dealing with your mineral income, don't mess around. Use our technology that was created just for you, helping you maintain your asset and take control of it. Activate your free account today at MineralTracker.com or call 833-842-2924.
Hi, this is Kevin Piper with Piper's Auction Company. Piper's upcoming February 2020 North Dakota land auctions include 640 acres in Oliver County, 320 acres in Stark, Billings, Foster, and Kidder counties, 314 acres in Lemoore County, 1,500 acres in Hettinger and Grant counties, 1,100 acres in Nelson County, and 156 acres in Polk County, Minnesota. View all of these land auctions and many more land and farm equipment retirement auctions at Piper's.com.
Tioga, a place to grow, a place rooted in small-town values and budding with big ideas, a place with a hearty work ethic and energy that shows. Enjoy our new community center, outdoor pool, park and rec activities, thriving schools, state-of-the-art clinic, the nicest general aviation airport in the state, and a vibrant Main Street where opportunity abounds. Tioga is fertile ground to grow your family, grow your business, grow your career, grow your garden, grow your faith and your community. It's a place to call home, where everybody knows your name, where people still smile and wave. Whether you're passing through or seeking a destination, pop in for a visit. You might just decide to plant new roots. Welcome to Tioga. Come grow with us. Visit the Tioga Chamber of Commerce at tiogand.org.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Wayne has to say.
Extendivite. I have been taking it for about 2 years, and I had really bad heart palpitations. And since I've been taking it, I don't have any major episodes at all anymore. I'm 76 years old, and I still play competitive basketball. Well, of course, I've taken care of myself really good since I was 60, but Extendivite really helped the blood pressure, really helped the... I used to get really bad episodes of heart palpitations, just skipping beats and double beats. But also I wanted to tell you that I really appreciate your broadcast. That just really refreshing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
On your mind, 11 before the top of the hour. Next hour, we're going to talk a little bit about USDA recently announcing a ag innovation agenda. That interests me. We'll talk about that. Also, Jason Bohr from the Lignon Energy Council is going to explain for us what the coal folks are up against these days in these definitions. You don't want to miss this because very, very good bit of info for you. Let me take John in South Dakota, and then I'll read that statement I promised I would. And then we have Jim the Flagpole guy here on What's On Your Mind. Go ahead, John. What's up?
Hey, you were talking about this coronavirus stuff and the scare. One thing that's not being reported in the media that I have seen other than if you search for it is that the FBI has arrested four professors, one of them a Harvard professor, in the Boston area for working with the Chinese nationals in setting up their level four labs over in Wuhan Valley. And they're investigating them for not reporting the money that the Chinese paid them to do that. But they're also, if you read between the lines, investigating them on possibly helping the Chinese develop this into some type of a weapon virus.
Very interesting. Very interesting.
Yeah, if you search it, it comes right up. And
I've not heard that.
The ACLU is representing them because they're going to sue the FBI for arresting them, and the NPR is also backing the professors against the FBI, so you can kind of see where this is headed.
Very interesting, John. We'll dig around on that a little bit. I appreciate you calling. Thanks a bunch. Love our South Dakota listeners. Here is Dale Wetzel is the public information specialist for the North Dakota Department of Public Instruction. And this morning, he issued a statement, which is quoting Kirsten Baszler, a state school superintendent, in response to an arrest on Wednesday night for driving under the influence. She says, quote, "I made a serious mistake last night. I let down my team at the North Dakota Department of Public Instruction. I let my family down. I let myself down. I am deeply sorry for my actions. I'm going to learn from this, seek help, and focus on my well-being and health." All you can do at that point, folks, is just say, you pray for that person. Really, I mean, just let them have the space to deal with what they need to deal with. I don't think a pile-on. And let, you know, look, if you're a critic, you're a critic. That's fine. But I don't think this is the time. I just don't think this is the time. I really don't. So I'm just going to leave it at that, okay? Another texter sent me photos from the U.S.-Mexico border. Josh Boshi, who is a Fargo state rep, the Democratic minority leader, is in Mexico to try and bring more people to his Fargo district, or what?
What?
Well, I'd laugh too, but then there's also a picture of a briefing book that is evidently being used with this group. El Paso, Texas, Juarez, Mexico, February 23-27. North Dakota Representative Josh Boshi, the leader, and the group is Opening Borders. The group is called Opening Borders. That he's down there taking in.
Huh.
Hmm.
Because that's what you pay him to do?
Yeah, I mean, as a member of the legislative management, he could have participated in the Department of Corrections and Rehab Review Committee at the Capitol, but he missed that meeting, and he's instead working on bringing illegal aliens in. I'd be worried, too, if I were you. Completely. Jim, the flagpole guy's going to make us all feel better about all these challenges. And help us be a little more patriotic in 2020. Jim, what's on your mind today?
Scott, just remember, Ukraine didn't work, Russia didn't work, you know, all that didn't work, so now we got a virus. Just balance all this with that. Okay, there's my political soapbox. But, you know, we balance all that with display of the American flag. The American flag is generally flown called a display. On your display, you have different forms of flagpoles. You have telescoping flagpoles, patio flagpoles, single shaft flagpoles, external, single shaft flagpoles, internal. Now, each one has its benefits and its use. I get a lot of calls for flagpoles of telescoping, and I get a lot of calls to replace them. That is, I sell telescoping flagpoles. I prefer single shaft flagpoles. Single shaft flagpoles withstood hurricane force windstorm, June 28, I believe, 2018, and it blew my customer's house down. It puffed, and down it came. But you know what stood?
The flagpole.
Stood on June 6th, we put in a Continental ESR, and the flag was shredded, but Old Glory, she stayed. So there.
That's beautiful.
That's your answer to all of that stuff.
And you know what? Jim put a replaced a telescoping flagpole in my backyard, just one that I think we bought at a big box store, started to rust out, everything else. And I just trusted him. I said, you tell me what height you should think it'd be. I mean, he's an artist is what he is, because he's going to look at the area surrounding it and say, this would be about right, this size flag, this size flagpole. Just trust the guy. He's put up a lot of these, and they look beautiful. So I wouldn't waste another day. It'll help you look forward to spring. It'll help you, realize it's just around the corner, because you'll have that date circled that Jim's going to come by and know that you're going to get that flag. Great way to round out the rest of winter. 701-571-FLAG. 701-571-FLAG or ndflagpoleguy.com. Anything else, Jim?
God bless you. God bless America.
Well said. Fly the flag, folks. Get you through anything. All right, more coming up. I didn't get to Dr. Drew yet, did I? I promised I'd do that. Dr. Drew and the coronavirus. And we're trying to track down a little bit of President Trump yesterday at that press conference, too. On the real reason for the stock market decline.
Scott Hannon here with Vince Webker from Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2, Bismarck, Fargo, Grand Forks, and Minot. I'm going to take the 2020 Wellness Challenge with Vince. I want you to do the same thing. And what am I doing? Looking at hot tubs and saunas at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2. How does that connect to wellness?
Well, you're better physically, you're better mentally, you're better relationally. Everything in the human body works better in hot water or in the heat of a sauna. You just can't go through life without it. You will be better.
Every day made better from Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables. Tell them Scott sent you.
Did you procrastinate all year about that foundation repair project and now you think it's too late? Hey, Lacey here with Precision Concrete Cutters, Ramjack North. No need to worry, we've got you covered. Whether you need waterproofing, drain tile, a crack repaired, or help stabilizing that settling foundation, don't wait.
Call 701-280-7038 and ask us about our winter discount or go to pccnd.com. That's pccnd.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-377-1456. 800-377-1456. That's 800-377-1456. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.